You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with host Doc Martin. Stay tuned in or call in. You won't want to miss what's happening next. How do you step into your maximum potential? How do you connect your spiritual drive with your physical path? Stick around as Doc Martin takes listeners on a journey through the seen and unseen, the accepted and the unbelievable. Get ready to meet the maximum you the world needs on Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin now.
Hi, everybody. We're back. This is Doc Martin with Maximum Medicine Radio. And today I have my friend and my teacher, Karen Duncan. Hi, Karen. I'm so glad you're here today.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you for having me.
So this is exciting for me for many reasons. One is that I get to hang out with Karen, from whom I learned a lot about energy medicine. And the other, so I can share her knowledge with you guys, and I get to learn more of it too, because she has really dived in to energy medicine in the true, authentic way of the indigenous healers. And she has studied shamanism for over 25 years. I met her when she was a teacher with the Four Winds, Dr. Alberto Bioldo's program. But then she went on to study with more directly from the Caro Indians, those of the Andes, particularly of Peru. And she traveled with them, she studied with them, and she got to know a woman, a shamanic healer, a woman who is a powerful mystic, Doña Alejandrina Escalante, and they call her Doña Aleja. And this is a woman who can actually manifest the spirit of the mountain that she is the protectorate of. And through that, Karen came to learn a lot about holding light, about light as a vibration and the many forms of it. And I just want to take a few minutes for Karen to tell us a little bit about that idea of creation, that we are all about light.
Well, in studying the Inca medicine, in going more deeply into it, Inca means child of light. And so the Incas knew that, you know, we get in quantum physics nowadays that, you know, we are made of light. The Incas knew how to work with light. And because they knew how to work with light, they were able to do and knew that all things are made of light. All of earth, all matter, all living matter is made of earth, air, fire, water, spirit, soul, light. So in studying, I might go back a little bit, Sharon, and tell you how I got there.
Yes, I would love
that. Okay. Well, I studied also with Jose Luis Herrera, and then I studied more directly with Doña Aleja and actually studied with her for 10 years. In about, I think it was 2008, 2009, I'm not very good with linear time, but I was in an Apu session, and the Apus are the spirits of the mountains. They are the masculine spirits of the mountains. So if we say Apu Ausangate is a mountain in real time, in literal time. The Apu are collective. So there's not just one Apu. There's not just one spirit of the mountain. There is a collective. And the whole Inca cosmology is built on the collective. It's built really on the model of the Southern Cross, which is a collection of stars, four stars that form a kite. So I was in an Apu session with Doña Aleja, and I was traveling at that time with Jose Luis Herrera. And in that session, one of her benefactors, and actually the benefactor, the ones who are in their mesa, her mesa holds a benefactor, Apu Huascarán, which is a mountain north of Lima. Also, she holds other spirits in there. And one of the spirits is a feminine spirit called Santa Tara Bolin. And the Santa Taras are the feminine, they're the feminine spirits of the land. The Apus are the masculine spirits. So I was in a session, and it is in a darkened room. You go into a darkened room. The windows are sealed. The doors are sealed. There is not a speck of light. You cannot bring anything battery operated or electrical, no electromagnetic stuff in there. So we were in this darkened room, and the Apus were talking with us, and the Santa Tira.
So let me just make clear that everybody understands this, because this is a bit woo-woo, but for the Caro Indians, this is what their shamanic healers do. These are literally spirits that have embodied the mountains and the land that come forth to speak.
Yes, that would be one way of putting it, yes. And that the Apus and the Santa Tiras hold space for us humans. They hold space. They hold us in our journey. So they do. They come forth and they speak. They speak to us. The Apus, most all of the Apus, have very deep sort of bass or baritone voices. And the Santa Tiras have these little tiny light voices. So you can always tell when there is an Apu or a Santa Tira speaking. So Santa Tira Belen, who is in Dona Aleja's Mesa, asked to work with a group of women. And I was in this group, and I heard it. And so I go home, and about 3 months later, I get this call from this woman who was on the journey when I was on that journey. Her name is Judy Bath. And Judy called me and she said, "Do you remember hearing Santa Tira Belen say that she would like to work with a group of women?" And I said, "Yes, I've been thinking about that over and over and over again." She said, "Do you want to take a group of women to Peru?" Now, I did not know her. I did not know Judy. And immediately I said, "Yes, let's do it." So a month later, we got out a flyer. We planned a trip for the following July to Peru with a group of women. And there happened to be 21 women. We went to Peru, we went to sites, we did ceremony, we worked with Pampa Masai Oaks. We went into a session then with Doña Aleja, and Belen, Santa Tira Belen came to us, Apu Huascaran came to us. And in that session, they asked us in this darkened room, 21 women, will you, we thought we were going for a very, you know, beautiful trip to Peru, all the sites. Let's have a great time. We're a group of women. So we get into this Apu session, and Santa Tira Belen says, "We would like you to commit to this for 7 years. And I go, "What? I thought this was just going to be a little fun, nice spiritual trip. 7 years. And kind of there were some like, gasps in the room. And so right on the spot, we had to say yes or no. And most of the women said yes. I said yes. And when I said yes, I knew that come hell or high water, that I would be doing this for 7 years, because it was beyond my personal. It really was a contract with spirit. And so Judy and I began to lead this group. In that Apu session, the Apus asked us, "Would each of you women here choose a flower to represent yourself? What flower comes to mind?" And when you and I spoke just briefly, Sharon, we were talking about that, like, what flower are you? You know, what did you choose? I forget.
A zinnia.
Right. The beautiful zinnia. Well, I chose sunflower, and there was, we chose a flower, and it was for the beauty of the flower, that each of us held that essence of that flower. So maybe there was peony, daisy, tulip, rose, all of those things. When we started then studying more and more deeply with Doña Aleja, and this was the journey of the feminine, to learn about the feminine, because in our society on earth, been in a patriarchal society for a really long time, really masculine dominated. And so this was a journey to say, how can we balance this out? The feminine has gone way underground, literally. The Santa Tiras have been way underground holding the earth. How can we bring this balance back so that we now have a balance on earth of the masculine and the feminine? And so that journey of the feminine was for us as women to learn about ourselves and to learn the medicine of the Inca mystics. And I have studied a lot with the Caro. And Doña Alejandrina has Caro lineage. She also has deep study with old anthropologists and her own benefactor. So we started learning more about the feminine, and then this light orb came in. From the very beginning, this light, Inca, child of light. We are children of light. And so we started learning about that. We worked every day doing something, ceremony, learning some material, learning about the physical body, learning about the emotional body, and learning how this all fits together. For 7 years, and then we would go back for a period of time in Peru every year and work more with the Santeras and Doña Aleja. And then we would come back home and we would work. We would have one conference call a month. We would have assignments to learn about ourselves and about this light work.
So this was an apprenticeship of the deepest type, a mystical apprenticeship.
It was intense. And I
bet.
I didn't know how intense it was until I sort of graduated. And then I thought, wow, you know, every day for 7 years, I think Judy and I had a conference every week. And if you think about 21 women who don't know each other very well, you can imagine also all the dynamics, all the human dynamics, all the different things that we learned. We learned, a tremendous amount.
Well, I'm just thinking that as a psychotherapist, that probably helped you navigate all of those relationships. So you had a good background coming in.
I'd say I had done a lot of personal work on myself and learned a lot more about myself. And as a therapist, I really learned also how to integrate this work into my practice as a therapist. And so it's not separate who I am as a therapist and who I am as an earth keeper and someone are very much the same. I do the standard intake that a therapist would do. I still have that template in my mind, but basically I do intake on the seven bodies. And so
I want to hear more about that, but I want to just stop to reiterate a minute. So here we are, 21 women, each representing a flower, devoted a minimum of 7 years of their life to learning how the Caro shaman, the healing medicine men and women, hold the light, how they master the light energy of any organism.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That would be so. And how to be in relationship to not necessarily to use the light, but to be in relationship, to really be in deep gratitude for this work. And gratitude is one of the things that this cosmology of the Incas, we always come with gratitude, like gratitude for life, gratitude for the beauty of the day. Gratitude to Mother Earth, gratitude to Father Sun. So learning about gratitude was a very important aspect of this work also. And when you talk about as a therapist, I do work with relationships. I work with relationships of people with themselves first and also with others. And so one of the concepts of the Inca teachings is Aini. And Aini means right relationship. And that's a personal right relationship between me and you. It's reciprocity, like in this interview. You asked me to do this interview. I'm doing it. You're asking me questions. I'm responding. We are going back and forth. And so Aini is something that, again, it's in my work, it's all of the medicine work of the Koreans, of the high Andes. They also talk about Minka. And Minka is collective reciprocity. I is the mirror. You are a mirror for me. I'm here for you. Others are mirrors for us. We project out. We receive back. The same happens with the earth. The same happens with the earth. We have gotten out of right relationship with the earth so that what is the earth mirroring back to us? What if we mirror to the earth? You know, how have we used our Pachamama? Pachamama is the Inca term, is the Quechua term for Mother Earth. What have we done? Have we honored our mother? Have we, you know, and I can say, no, you know, maybe we have personally, but as a humanity, have we? No. And so this mirror back, the Aini and the Minka are really important concepts. And whether we're working with light, or we're working with water, or we're working with air, fire, whatever, this Aini is so important to come back into right relationship. And using light is one way of coming back, knowing how to use light to be in right relationship.
So I want to just interrupt for a quick second because we need to take a break. So I love these important concepts. Carl was on my show early in the beginning of the show. We did a show on Aini. But I want to hear more when we come back from break about what you learned about the seven bodies, how you guys learned to work with the different frequencies of light, and how also woven in that all along is the building and reclaiming of the respect and right relationship for the earth, which I know is inherent in everything that you've been doing. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more. This is Doc Martin. I'm here with Karen Duncan, holding the light, the Andean energies, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. We're back. I'm Doc Martin. I'm here with Karen Duncan. And we're talking about Karen's at least minimum 7-year apprenticeship of the soul, apprenticeship of becoming a master shaman and heightening her earthkeeping ability. And she studied with the shamans of the Andes. And I'm going to have her tell you more because she knows it so much better than I. So Karen, we were talking about the 21 women who came together purposely to study about the light, bringing the feminine back to the earth. And they each had to embody a flower. And I want to hear more about your 7-year learning.
Okay. So we each chose a flower and we became known as, because we also were starting to learn how to work like the bouquet of light. We became the bouquet of light, IU. IU is a group, a sacred group. And so we were the bouquet of light. And people sometimes are interested in Santa Tira Boleyn, in the Santa Tira that comes to us in the dark room. And I might add, comes through our maces, our medicine bags, our altars that we have done our personal and our collective work with. So, you know, if you ask, well, what is Santa Tira Boleyn, you know, what is that like? So we're in the garden and Santa Tira Boleyn will come in and speak to us again in kind of like her high-pitched little voice. And she will ask us to do two certain things. Like she might ask us to, every night before we go to bed, that we put a glass of fresh water by our beds so that that water can hold our dream time, our unconscious. And then we drink that in the morning. Each Santa Tiara is responsible for a space on earth, in the land. You have a Santa Tiara at where you live, at your land. I have a Santa Tiara that holds my land. And she holds I live in a river valley, so she holds that whole valley. Santa Tiara Boleyn has what she calls her office. Now, it's not like a literal office, like, you know, you go in and you sit in the chair and so on. It is in front of a Catholic cathedral called Santa Boleyn. So her office is in the plaza, underneath the plaza in front of this cathedral. So that's where she resides, and that's the area of land that she is responsible for. She is quite assertive and speaks her truth very clearly, is a very good example for the feminine, for women, of speaking her truth, speaking our truth, being in a relationship. So do you have questions about her?
No, it's just so wonderful that you learned from her. I want to hear about what you learned about light.
Okay. So we learned that all things are made of light. Everything is made of a vibration of light. And as we know, there are different lengths of light and different colors. Now, the Incas, being children of light, and working with seven rays, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, that is the flag of the Inca nation. The flag of the Inca nation now flies over Cusco, which is the center of the Inca nation to this day. They also worked with silver and gold light. And when we talk about light, it's the spectrum, but it's also different shades. So it could be very light red to a very deep red, a very light orange to a deep orange, and so on. The lights have different vibrations. The red light has the longest vibration, and then orange and yellow. Now, when I start talking about the bodies of light or the rays of light, I am not talking about the chakras. I am talking about that in our luminous body, this electromagnetic field that is around us. Within this, we have seven bodies that go in and out. They're meshed or flow together. The most dense of these is the physical body. And in the rays of light, our light bodies are seven bodies. The first one is the most dense, which is our physical form. our physical form. It vibrates to the color of reds. And we are, our feet are on the earth. The Pachamama, Mother Earth, responds to colors, also her favorite color. Her favorite color is red, and her favorite flowers are red flowers. We have to make sure that we have some red roses. Now, those red roses have to be with the thorns. So they have thorns in this thing. So we take all the thorns off before we take it, okay, to Sagittarius land. So the red vibration, the red, is the most dense. It's kind of part of the nucleus of this electromagnetic cell that we are human beings. So this physical body, the Santeteras and the Apus teach us, this is of beauty. The physical body is of beauty. And they say that the physical body of the human, and this is said by one of the Apus, by Waskaran, is made in the image of the Creator. And therefore, it is beauty. So those people who really like maybe the red color or in the kind of the highest sense are really bring forth beauty. So I ask, how does it bring forth beauty from this physical body that we have that vibrates to the color of red? Okay, now the second body that is within this field is called the body of energy or strength. And you know, you as a physician, you know, you as a doctor, you know, a lot of times people come in and they'll say, my energy is really low, you know, or I just don't feel as strong as I used to. That's one of the bodies. That's one of our seven bodies, and it vibrates to the color of orange. The third body, which I deal with a lot as people coming in as a therapist, as a psychotherapist, the third body is the body of emotion. And so this third body of emotion vibrates to the color of yellow. And knowing a lot about myself, but also about having worked with men in women's groups for a long time. I've worked with men too. I love to work with mixed groups also. But women kind of have the corner on emotion. You know, it's a great thing, and it's the thing that can get us caught up in. So emotion, the body of emotion, I work with all the bodies, but the body of emotion, sometimes that yellow is like kind of murky, muddy, has a lot of density in it or whatever. But the third body is the body of emotion. The fourth body is what's called concrete mind. And concrete mind is our wants, needs, and wishes. This is sort of like, what are your wants? What are your needs? What are your wishes? What are your goals? It's kind of the practical kind of things. And sometimes, say like into my office, people come in and are really scattered. They really don't have their feet on the ground.
Hear inspiration all day on transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, everybody. We're back after a little technical glitch. So Karen's calling in on the phone. We have a wonderful, wonderful light healing session that Karen's going to do. But I want to spend the next few minutes with her finishing up briefly about the seven bodies of light and what she learned about the elements. And then we'll move on to her healing light session. So Karen, we talked about the green, the body of the concrete mind. What are the other three bodies?
when we now take, that's where the first four bodies are where most human beings reside a lot of the time. We also have the fifth body, which is called the body of pure mind. And this is the body that is in our bodies also for access to those who are out of time, like those who are the ascended masters, those who are the angels, those who are the power animals and so on, those who work on what could be called the other side of the veil, but they are a part. We can access that. Many people do. We all can access that pure mind because it is a part of us. So that is the fifth body. The sixth body is called the body of intuition. And it's really, it is the same of like, oh, I thought about you the other day and you called. It's more the intuition is a very deep knowing. It is a very deep knowing. And the pure mind vibrates to the color of blue. The intuition vibrates to the color of violet. Now, when we talk about these rays and these bodies, we are going a little bit out of the spectrum of light because the seventh body is gold, gold light. And the seventh body is what is called volontant. And volontant is Godhead, that within us, within our seven bodies, we also have a part of the Creator. All of us are a part of the Creator. And so the volontant, God Creator, has to do with will. Thy will be done. That which we are so able to do as human beings is to set our intent, to have our vision, and to be able to step into that body of ours that is the Creator, take action on that which we can create. And we do. We create. We dream our worlds into being. We dream our lives into being. That's a little, because of our thought forms, because of our backgrounds, because of our genetics, we have certain predispositions of how we dream. And as light, as someone who works with light, our job, my job description would be, let me assist you in clearing your light bodies. Let me assist you in clearing particularly those first four bodies, the physical, the energetic, the emotional, and the concrete mind, to take density from that luminous body, to remove density so that your light shines, so that light comes in and light comes out of you. And that what happens is our light bodies get gunked up with density from trauma, from we can say past life experiences, from ancestry. And so we help remove, to really extract, to take out density from this luminous body, from these seven bodies. Something else that happens in the shamanic way of healing is that we also bring back, we do what is called, and it's generally called worldwide soul retrieval, but in the high Andes, they call it anima wahachi. And anima wahachi is bringing back pieces of light that are ours, that belong to us, retrieving those pieces. We can call it soul retrieval because that's more common, but it's pieces of light so that our seven light bodies become more balanced. So that is a very fast, in a nutshell, the seven bodies of light.
Perfect. So what we're about ready to take our next break. And when we come back, you are going to transmit and do a healing at a particular frequency. What light are you going to work with today for us?
We're going to work with green light. And okay. Green light is healing light. This can also be called lightning. Don't confuse this with the light of the seven bodies. This is, we're just going to call it lightning. We'll call it the green lightning because it is somewhat different, although it will resonate with the green of our seven bodies and of our chakras and so on. But it's a little bit different. So I'm going to work with green light.
Okay. And how, so people should, when we come back from break, they should get mellow and don't be driving. And Karen is going to do a green light healing for us. And just remember, everybody, that this will be archived so you can do this again and again because the show will be up. Okay, everybody, time to get mellow. Karen is going to do a Andean light healing for us.
Okay, so since you will be able to do this today and you can do this at other times, we're going to access the green light, and we're going to call it the green lightning, just to differentiate the light. What we're going to do is we're going to practice some things that we as human beings, that is a good idea for us to practice. And that is one, asking for what we want. So we're going to ask to receive the green light. And the one that we ask is Iritexi Wirakocha. That's in Quechua language. So it's really Great Spirit, it's Creator, whatever is you would like to call. I am going to say Iritexi Wirakocha. So we ask, and then we open. We also ask for the one who is the green light in these teachings. And the one who holds the green light is Mama Ocllo. And Mama Ocllo is the mother of the Inca Nation. So she is the one who holds the green light. So we ask, we sit, we get still, and we ask, and the green light comes from Iritexi Wirakocha, Mama Ocllo, and picture above the top of your head, probably about a foot above the top of your head, there is a large container, a large, beautiful bowl. And when we ask for the green light, it starts streaming, and it starts streaming down to this beautiful bowl. And this bowl fills up with this beautiful, beautiful green light. And we sit, and then we open our crown chakra to receive. So we've asked, we've been given, and now we receive the green light. And I will lead you then on just receiving the green light and sitting with the green light. What I'd like us to do first, I'd like us to do three breaths three times. I want you to inhale through your nose, big inhale, hold and expand that breath, and then breathe out through your mouth. So let's do that three times. Inhale, one, two, three, through your nose, hold and expand, two, three, long, slow exhale out your mouth, like almost to the horizon. Inhale, one, two, three, hold and expand, two, three, long, slow exhale out your mouth. One more time. Inhale, one, two, three, hold, one, two, three, long, slow exhale out your mouth. And just sitting now. We ask for the green light. We ask Iritexi Wirakocha, Great Spirit. We ask you, Mama Ocllo, we wish to receive the green light, the healing light, that light which is of physical healing for our bodies, for all of our seven bodies, but for our physical body, for all of our bodies. Sense that the green light is coming to that container, that beautiful bowl above your head. Let it fill with the green light. Know that the light is infinite. There's always plenty. There's always plenty of the green light. It just will keep coming. Now, as that bowl fills, sense that there is a little opening in the bottom of the bowl. You open your crown chakra. And now, just as you're sitting there breathing in and out, receive the green light. Receive the green light. Allowing that green light, receiving, no forcing, just allowing it to drip down, to come down over all of your bodies. Coming down and seeping inside of you, coming into every cell. Every cell of this physical body that is made up of the earth, the magnesium and the calcium, that's made up of the waters of the mother, the waters that are in our bodies, the green coming in through our bloodstreams, coming into our bones, the green light, the purest of green light, coming into all of our organs, sensing it, just allowing. We asked, it was given, we opened, and now we receive. Allowing that green light to come out into your electromagnetic field also. Sensing how that green light, you allow the green light to come, you receive. If there is a place in your body, maybe where you have an ache, or maybe where you have some indigestion, or maybe the sinus area, or you have some tension in the back of your neck, you can ask the green light to go there a little bit more potently. And as you receive this green light, knowing that this is infinite, it's just there for the asking. We give gratitude. We give gratitude to the green light from Mama Ocleo. This green will begin to release some of that density that is in, particularly the first four bodies. Releasing the density so that our bodies can come back into balance. This green light is healing light. Healing light from Creator. Allowing again that green light to come in and to go out into your field, your luminous body, your own personal bubble. No need to put any words. Just sense it. Know that after you practice this over and over again, and you feel that you really sense and know that green light, then you will be able to share that or to send that, letting it come through you to another person. But for right now, it's really important. It's really important just to receive and to hold. And now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to take a deep breath. And I'd like you to bring your right hand to your left shoulder and your left hand to your right shoulder so that your arms are crossed across your chest. And let's close this meditation now. Really, really knowing and remembering that in receiving this green light in the Inca tradition, you call on Great Spirit, Iritexi Witokocha. You call on Mama Oklio. Call on Mama Oklio, holder of the green light. Envision that bowl above your head. Let it fill with green light. Open. There's an opening in the bottom of the bowl, allowing that green light to filter down to you. As you do this, this will heal, particularly your physical body. And in these times, in all times, it's important to have a healthy physical body. And you can direct it to wherever you need to if you have something going on in your body that you'd like a little more green light to go there. So take a deep breath and just come back here. Come back now.
It's hard to come back when it feels so good.
Yes. And, you know, Sharon, being able to do this now, it really is very simple. And, you know, following all those things that we know about meditation or is to be in a quiet space where you're not going to be disturbed. You know, you can do this for a really long time. You know, you could do it for as long as you want, or you could do it for short periods of time. Sometimes people say, you know, they don't have a lot of time, but this is something to take time. It also will really quiet. It will quiet your mind. So the green light is lightning is mostly for physical healing.
So the part.
So how that, did that?
I love it, and I'm looking forward to doing it more. The parts that I want to just highlight here is we often. I think maybe it's the Puritan ethic that we think that we can't do it all just for ourselves, that would be too selfish. But we're no good in terms of our light body and what we put out in the earth, unless we're as squeaky clean as we can be. So the idea of receiving, of allowing ourselves to be healed first, is really not selfish. It's really a way for us to be even bigger carriers of light so we can impact those around us better. So anybody who thinks, oh no, I can't sit and have this all for myself, I've got to aim it to somebody else. No, let it be for you. Let it come to you. And the other thing I'm looking forward to is I'm going to work on healing my asthma. So I love the idea that I have a specific frequency to work with. So thank you.
You're welcome. It's really a pleasure to share this. And I really appreciate being able to do it.
So everybody, Karen Duncan, her email is Karo, Q-U-E-R-O, Karen, Karo, Karen, at yahoo.com. And you can email her if you want to have sessions with her, if you want to have any kind of energy work that she does, other shamanic energy processes. But the thing I want to just say is, this is really reminding us to expand our fields, to expand our energy body. And when we have to take in the fact, we, at least in America, we're not very good at gratitude. But gratitude for the earth, these Santa Tierras, to me, they're like the concept of the nature divas who sort of overlook different places on the earth. And these are really powerful feminine beings. And they are coming forth to help us right the balance of the masculine and feminine and right our respect for the earth and getting back in Aini for our place as humans on the earth. And I'm so happy you brought that to our awareness, Karen. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to do this.
And you are going to be back in Peru, I guess, once Corona has died down. You'll be back maybe next spring.
It's a good possibility. They are. They have been very locked down. I've been in touch with, Jose Luis has been in touch with the Apus and the Santa Tierras and Doña Aleja and some other Alta Masayocs, and things are really shut down there. I mean, people are quarantined pretty literally in their houses and have been and will continue to be, I think, through part of July. So, yep, we'll see about the next trip. I might say, Sharon, that after the Bouquet of Light, I did another group of different women for 3 years, and they were called the Mama Konas, and Mama Kona means the elders, so that is another really beautiful group of women that I've had the pleasure to work with. So
everyone, as we close up here today, Karen Duncan, energy worker in the very traditional Andean tradition. Please be in touch with her if you want to work with her. Karo, Karen, at yahoo.com. And we're going to close up now. And Karen, very, very happy to be here with you today. And we mastered the technical glitches. So thank you for going with the flow. And very nice being with you.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you. It's going to make me go to the computer people and get my speaker fixed. Thank you.
All right. So we'll close now. This is Doc Martin, Maximum Medicine Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. And please look for the recording, because you'll get to do this light, this green lightening meditation as many times as you want. And that's it for this time, this show. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin. Tune in next time while the doc talks health, spirituality, and the impact your beliefs have on every part of who you are, body and soul. Doc Martin unpacks the challenges we face as human beings and teaches callers to open the door between the scientific and the mystical. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.